So thank you, General Sorrell, and thank you, General Urban, for having us. The it sort of states the obvious, but we are here in what has been an unprecedented relationship between the federal government and the state government and the state's attorneys general over the last 8 years, that we find so many of these partnerships that occur and have led to settlements of this nature. Of course, the true heroes of this are the staff members who are sitting in the audience, and from the FTC, the FCC, and the state attorney's general offices, and from our own office, Pat's here, and the Phil Zimmerman's here. And we worked, obviously, closely with the Vermont attorney general, but the FCC and the FTC in making this happen. You know, we at the attorney general's office, whether we're Republican, Democrat, or Vermont, Maryland, or wherever, we're the front lines in terms of consumer complaints. And we receive so many of these complaints as a result of mobile cramming. What's more troubling is how many complaints we didn't receive, because people are getting these bills with 999 charges on it for data usage or some other thing that they have no understanding of. Most people don't review their bill with that type of diligence and don't report the fact that they've been charged with this these amounts. What's shocking to me as I thought about this particular settlement is that this, we're talking about reputable companies like AT&T and others. This isn't, you know, Phil's phone shack that's doing this. And if you think about 20 million people at $9.99 a month, we're talking very, very large numbers and many, many consumers who were frankly duped by this insidious, fraudulent conduct that was perpetrated by AT&T and other mobile companies. So this is a great result today. It's the beginning, not the end. Often the laws are behind the technology that we see in this space that the FTC and the FCC deal with on a daily basis. But when we're able to come together in a partnership like we are today with the 50 attorneys general plus District of Columbia and our federal partners, I think it's something to take note of and to make sure that two things happen. One, that the consumers that were duped get restitution, and two, that this conduct stops in the future and never occurs again. And so I think that's what we're here to announce today, and I think that the partnership is amazing, and to sort of quote Chairman Wheeler, there's no light between us. We're all on the same page on this, and this conduct, there's no gray area here. This is unacceptable, and they're being held accountable today.